This is Laughs and Littles, a conversation about friendship and faith in the midst of motherhood. Life with littles is better when we do it together, so grab a load of laundry and join us for some laughs.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own, you have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.
So we're talking about clothes because I like clothes.
Yeah. Great. That's You're all like, I know. Okay. That is all I know about what we're talking about. It's great.
I've just realized this is something that I get fired up about. So over the summer, I made a note like, we should talk about this. Mm-hmm. I like clothes. And I want to talk about like clothes, keeping clothes simple, shopping, mm-hmm. kind of also like finding and owning your own style. Mm-hmm. And I've developed this new lens for shopping that kind of stems from minimalism and creation care. And one of my goals for my 30s is to like lean into that more. Mm. Here we go.
All right. I do remember I was surprised like one spring and we were hanging out because you're not a big spender at all. Like you're super frugal. Like you're a very like simple person in all the best ways possible. You know, like you're not a big spender. And one spring we were hanging out, you were like, I just want to buy stuff. I want to buy clothes. And I was like, wow, where is this coming from? And you were like, it's my spring thing. I want to buy all the clothes. I was like, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Exactly. Seeing a new side of you.
I've just come to recognize that at the end of winter mm-hmm. and at the end of summer, those are my times when I want to shop.
It's my reward. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've had some, I think probably that time for me went a little crazy for me with online shopping. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that was the time where Chris was like, okay, next time, could you tell me if you're going to spend over this amount? I was like, oh,
yeah, yeah.
I just didn't want you to know.
Yeah.
So recognizing that helps because I can then kind of, if I'm feeling the urge to shop,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sort of be like, okay, no, I'm going to wait. Like now I've sort of made it so that I have those two times of the year, the times I like actually physically go to a store and shop. And that kind of satisfies that for me. Mm-hmm. So then I'm not finding myself browsing mm-hmm. or like it takes away the online shopping mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. impulse.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a friend recently say, she was like, so I can't emotionally eat. But can I emotionally shop? Like, what do I do? Like, I don't know.
Which vice should I choose?
But so, okay. So minimalism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you are a minimalist, mm-hmm. but we are so different on clothes. So I think that's why this episode will be good too, is because sure. clothing is one of the things I think we're pretty different on.
I don't even know how we're different because I don't even know what I'm thinking about clothes that I think that's because I'm like, I don't know. I just remember the last time I went into a store and bought jeans and I was like, you guys, this is the first time I've been in a store without children in 2 years. And the first time I've not been pregnant, blah, 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 like was oversharing. So they were like, we can tell. We can tell. I will say this year was the first year I learned about Mercari app and Poshmark app, which are like resale clothes. And I did get, you know, like my jean vest, mm-hmm. like off of there and a few things like rather than going to the thrift store, like I really wanted like a simple hoodie, but sweater hoodie thing. And so I got it like used on there. It was like it's like a nice eBay kind of app that was like, oh, cause so many of my clothes are literally like buy nothings, hand-me-downs. Like I just like accumulate a lot of hand-me-downs and then I end up purging what I don't like. And I don't necessarily have a style other than like just what comes through to my closet. So that's I think where I'm at.
Yeah. And I think I appreciate that. I appreciate, so this lady, this email listserv I'm part of here in my neighborhood over the summer, this is what got me thinking about it again. Someone emailed something out saying like, I'm really thinking about how we're basically all complicit in essentially slave labor mm. every time we buy clothes, new clothes, because of how the textile industry is set up to, you know, the conditions are poor, the pay is very low, and it's mass produced. And then it's just thrown into the trash, but like fast fashion, all that. And she was like, is there a way that we can just all like stop buying clothes completely? So I'm like, no, but my solution to that, or like the way I get around that, is the secondhand shopping of okay, I get this joy. This is the creation care aspect, I guess I'm getting into more than minimalism. We'll go back to that. But like for me, the secondhand shopping, Poshmark, those kind of things, though I really have not had good luck yet with Poshmark, is like the Laudato Si. Like I get joy because I am not buying something new. Like I am doing this kind of somewhat anti-consumerist thing. And like that feels good to me because when you're, I don't know, it's very overwhelming to think about. Like I Google fast fashion and it's these pictures of mountains of clothes, just like a dump basically full of clothes. And then factory workers, you know, in Bangladesh and India, like, you're like, okay, yeah, like that's what's like Old Navy, Target, H&M. That's the dark side of it.
Amazon.
So yeah, buy nothing, thrifting, getting hand-me-downs. Then I think the challenge is, do I like what I'm wearing? Does it make me feel good? Does it like help me in my vocation? There's a line in Anne of Green Gables where she says, because you know the whole thing about the puffed sleeves? So she's an 11-year-old girl, orphan girl, and all the other 11-year-old girls have puffed sleeves on their dress. That's the fashion.
Okay.
And her dress, of course, is very plain, no puffed sleeves. And anyway, the man like taking care of her sees that she's not dressed the same and like does something very out of his comfort zone and like goes and asks his neighbor to make her a puffed sleeves dress. And she's like thrilled. It's like the best gift of her life. And then she has this line of like, it's just so much easier to be good when you're wearing nice clothes. I was like, I feel that. And like, so anyway,
well, I will say on that, cause I heard a line, somewhere of like, no one really notices or like no one remembers what you wore last week. Like you remember what you wore last week and you remember if you were comfortable and if you felt good about yourself in it. And I remember getting rid of a few things at that point. Cause my problem is accumulating too much free stuff and then being like, like too much used stuff. And like, as a high schooler, I was going to Goodwill every like 2 months, spending $20, getting just like so much. I mean, and it's all used. So it was like good on that front, but it was just too much. And so I've had to learn how to.
So I think if you have a style that can help with that.
Yeah.
I think I've reached a point now where like I have a very kind of, a good limited number of t-shirts. These are my couple jeans. These are my couple sweaters. And then in the morning, it's an easy choice. It's like everything pretty much goes together. I'm going to wear this and this. Everything's comfortable. I love everything. So it's just like, boom, boom. I could pretty much grab it in the dark, which I sometimes have to do.
Do you still have that white button down shirt?
Yes.
Yeah, do you ever wear it? I mean, it's gorgeous. Yeah. I just remember you were like, now I don't know where I can wear this around children.
Yes. I bought a very white, crisp button down shirt and it's still like, I'll wear it to mass occasionally.
Yeah. Nice.
I'll wear it out on dates.
Great.
It does not get regular use.
Sure. It's That's too, all right. You wore it in white. Our first video.
and then, yeah, my challenge too is to donate or gift to friends every time I shop for more. And people kind of who chimed into this email list, the lady who was like, can we all just stop shopping? Yeah. People, and she was asking us like about our personal styles and kind of how we've gone about clothes, and people were sharing, and then everyone kind of added like, and there's maternity clothes. I was like, oh yeah, like that's real. That's kind of like its own.
And breastfeeding clothes. and breastfeeding in the winter and breastfeeding in the summer.
Yes. It's sort of like its own capsule that you just have to accept. Yeah. Like, because I have not, like, I've had the most luck borrowing from friends who have bought nice maternity stuff and let me use them. Because thrifting, I haven't had much luck. It's like, if a maternity thing gets worn, it's pretty worn out. Like, it's going to have holes in it. It's going to be like pilly. So that's kind of its own. Like, am I going to buck up and buy a few maternity things that will like last, hopefully?
Well, it's like one t-shirt from Motherhood is like $45.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, they're very expensive.
Yeah, it's got to be from a friend.
So I feel I...
Was anyone in opposition in the, I'm just wondering, in this email list, was anyone like, no, the real problem is we got to compost. Like, what was... Was there any pushback? No,
there wasn't pushback. It was mostly people chiming in who, like me, like clothes and like thinking about this.
Cool, cool.
Yeah. Because she was... This lady was saying, like, I might... like write a book about this. Like, she got wanted to talk to people. And I was like, I would talk to you, but she didn't follow up. So now I'm doing an episode on my podcast about it.
Your sexuality is good, holy, and beautiful. If that doesn't feel true, you're in the right place. We believe Jesus knows your sexual brokenness and is inviting you to wholeness. We hope to bring you that invitation every week as we explore topics from friendship to fantasy, loneliness to lust, and more. We are dedicated to helping you connect your struggle to your story and your story to God, because every bit of you is sacred by design.
You're like, I can talk to my people. Cool, cool. I'm sure she just missed the email.
And then... okay. So the, like, finding your own style or like creating your own style, I think is a, I don't know exactly how to, like, you can't like lay that out for someone, but it's something that interests me. Like,
with the code LASTINLITTLES10, you can get 10% off your entire purchase at chooselife.com.
In their fall collection, they've got a lot of beautiful things. And one that stood out to me was the Seven Sorrows Gemstone Rosary. Our Lady of Sorrows feast day is in the fall. And this rosary has, like, you follow Mary through her seven sorrows, which I didn't know about until reading this cool blog post they have about it. And then this devotion to the seven sorrows, like, Our Lady appeared to Saint Bridget of Sweden and revealed these seven promises to those who meditate on her sorrows. So, Seven Sorrows, the Seven Promises, and it's this beautiful black, like jet black rosary. So I was like, this could be cool, a cool gift for someone who's grieving or going through a really hard time of like walking with Mary and then having this, these promises that she gives, like, I will grant peace to their families. I will console them in their pains and I will accompany them in their work. It's like a beautiful devotion.
Yeah. I was in my first year, had just been Catholic, and I was at a like weekend silent retreat, and we broke silence to pray the rosary. Still very new at praying. They actually asked me to pray, lead a rosary, the group. And I was like, no. and then we were praying the Seven Sorrows rosary together, which I didn't know that was happening. And I was like, oh, I don't know what these mysteries are. And then we were on mystery like 5 and 6 and 7. And I was like, what is happening? This is a long rosary. I was like, oh, these are really beautiful. So, LASTINLITTLES10 for 10% off.
I've never done this, but I think I would enjoy it, like walking through someone's closet with them and trying to figure out, like, these are colors that you gravitate towards. So, like, try to keep things in this palette or whatever. But when, I feel fairly confident in my style now. I don't know how to like define it or anything, but whenever I go to this consignment secondhand store that I go to is a chain. So if there's an Uptown Cheapskate around you, check it out. I love it. But I think it's usually near universities. Mine is, at least. So it's just like college students, college students working there, college students in there, and all the trends, very trendy with college student trends. So the first few times I went, I got all this insecurity of like, oh my gosh, like this is what's trendy now. And like, this is what people wear, the crop tops. Out of control, the crop tops. And I bought one thinking it was going to be like longer on me. And I was like, nope, I have a really long torso. It's like, I am uncomfortable wearing this. Like, why did I buy this? And then you were like, lingerie. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's right. I was like,
that's really what this is.
Yeah.
Also, because Zaylee made a comment like, your belly is showing. And I was like, yeah, my belly is showing. I was like, it's summer. Can I get away with this for summer and like the beach? But then thinking like, I don't want my daughters wearing these. So like, I'm not going to wear this.
Yeah,
it was a good, you know, we make mistakes and we learn.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But now I feel more like I've named that, like these college student trends will always come and go. Mm. I'm 31 now. I don't need to keep up with these 22-year-olds. Although, like, I just bought white sneakers from this place, which make me feel very trendy. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to pick and choose. Like, this works for me. So I'll go with it.
Yeah. So your style, one part of it, I think is like, you know, the like mom jeans and like the old mom style. That's your style, but like in a super hip way. In like a super hip way with neutral colors.
It's cool that the mom jean thing came back.
Yeah.
Cause totally. I'm like, I did this.
Cause you have like no muffin top and a very long torso. So you kill it. So it doesn't, you don't look like an old mom in the middle.
Thank you. So yeah. So when I turned 30, I like kind of made this goal trying to define it better for myself of like, I want to try to only shop secondhand or only shop sustainably made, high quality, like small shops that Instagram was putting into my feed.
Do you have like a website of, or like a,
actually, yes, we could link to this blog post.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great.
There's this linen shop dress and they just posted a good blog post with like all these links to different secondhand and good small shop, other shops. Yeah. And I followed a few people on Instagram who were like secondhand sustainable influencers. And I liked their fashion style anyway. And that was just cool to be like, okay, this is a growing movement also. Like people are into this.
I remember for me, a big part of like figuring out the clothes thing was just figuring out what my actual size was, because I do have a really short torso. And then like, I was like buying the wrong size and I was buying like mediums and I should have been buying like teat medium or something, you know, like things like that. And I was just literally buying the wrong size for so long. And then I just like didn't feel good in my clothes and just finding out what size I was.
I'm having this issue right now with the bras, which is a whole nother thing where I hadn't bought a bra in forever. I think I had like even thrown it away and I've just been wearing these like really comfortable skin to skin nursing bras that are basically just like, they're just so comfortable. They're like organic cotton bralette, but like, you know, nothing there.
I mean, that's what I wear,
but that's like, great. Then the nipple was the issue. You made me self-conscious about that. So I was like, oh, I need.
Okay. Here's the thing. I wouldn't have said anything had we been at your house. I was just like, you're out of town.
Okay.
Do you need something as a host? I just want to provide you with what you need, judgment free. You know, do you need some toilet paper, a bra, whatever? I got it for you.
No, it was good. I'm sorry. I was like, this is probably a wake up call that I needed because I'm not nursing. So should I still be wearing this bra? But what I have always done in the past is gone to Victoria's Secret so I could try them on and buy a bra. But this time I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to try to buy. Well, okay. I was trying to buy like a sustainably made, like I was trying to get it from a, like a better source, this bra, which I think it wasn't. I think now it's really easy to get duped because all shops, like, you know, Madewell is the same as like J. Crew, which is the same as I have like Gap, like they're all connected, but they'll have like our eco line or something, which I don't think it really makes a difference. Anyway, I think this shop was like that. And then it was too small. The band was like way too tight. I was like, oh, this is really uncomfortable. It's like leaving a red mark. Exchanged it for the bigger band size. Still really tight and uncomfortable. Yeah. So now I'm finally like, I'm done. I'm returning it. I'm going to go into a store, probably Victoria's Secret, and like try on a real bra in person. Although, is the bralette? I wanted to ask you about this. Does yours have like a pad? Like, yeah. I know the one you showed me.
Like it has little, like the little swimsuit thing that you take in and out when you wash it in the,
Do you get it from like Amazon?
I got some on Buy Nothing. Nice. The first one I got, my like highest quality one, was from like Calvin Klein.
Okay.
And that I still have, and I've had that for years and years. Okay. Victoria's Secret for a second. I actually do have thoughts on this. Do you know the Victoria's Secret song that came out by Jax or Jazz or some hip hop name? Okay. It's this big song right now. It's very catchy. It's very fun. It's a very fun song. I think it's bringing a lot of healing to a lot of women our age. The line is, I know Victoria's Secret. Like she's an old man that lives in Ohio. And because like the, well,
not what I thought you were going to say.
Because the like, you know, the founder and owner and, you know, and it's a great body positive image song. It's great. But I showed it to Alex and he really brought it to some good conversation. He was like, so what does that have to do with anything? Like all of these companies, like, would it be better if it was a woman? And so we had a really good back and forth about that of like, you know, these companies are trying to sell you merchandise and they have advertising. And yes, like I think Victoria's Secret went above and beyond to like advertise in a specific way to get you to like look a certain way, blah, blah, blah. But like we have to be responsible for ourselves with these advertisements and teach our, you know, our kids also how to like look and respond to advertisements. Be like, this is a company with a CEO, with, you know, a management team, with an advertising team, like they want you to buy stuff. And like the fact that he's a white old man, like really doesn't have anything to do with it. Like he, like this is a store, like any other store, you know, it just like,
I thought you were getting at porn at first.
Oh, well, and the idea that like Victoria, like it's not a, there is no Victoria. It's like, of course there's no Victoria. Like we all know there's no Victoria. Like this shouldn't be a surprise, but like I said, it's a good song. I enjoy it. But, you know, being responsible for that advertising that we're seeing and knowing, that like all these companies are trying to make money, and that's fine. Like that's what companies are supposed to do. They are supposed to advertise and make money.
I had a really strange seventh grade science teacher and we ended up like, the only thing I remember from that whole year is this unit we did on studying advertisements. Nice. And it became like something really fun for me where I'd like see an ad in a magazine, like a picture or on TV or whatever. And my thought would be like, oh, they're trying to sell me that. Or like, if I buy this, then I will be like, you know, Victoria's Secret. If I buy this, then I will be sexy.
Right.
If I buy this beer, I'll be really cool. Yeah. And it was just like, oh, I figured it out. Like, I think that's what she was trying to get us to do. Cause like a seventh graders, you're into stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you're trying to do.
And that's great.
Yeah, I want to teach that to my kids, but maybe tying it into like, I don't know, this can be a distraction for me in like, in my vocation, in my spiritual life. I like the advertisements are kind of, they bombard you from everywhere. Like I get 20 plus promotion emails a day. It's just like always coming into my, and we're reading in my Endow group about Catherine of Siena. She has this metaphor that she kind of always came back to in her life of like the Christ bridge. So like thinking of the spiritual life as like, there's this river sweeping by that will like sweep you away. And then there's this really solid bridge that will like lead you to safety, salvation, heaven. And that is Jesus. But like how many of us just don't even try to step onto the bridge, like are swept away in the river or like put one foot there, but are kind of like, like looking at the river, like looking at our sins rather than just like, she's like, just race across the bridge, like run. That's like the other option, is to be running across this bridge. she's intense. She's really intense, but it makes me think of that, of just like, I can like turn my head aside to look at so many other things mm-hmm. every day. And clothing is, you know, it's in the, Jesus says like, don't worry about your mm-hmm. clothes. Look at the flowers of the field. So like clothes are important in that we need to be clothed. But for me, it's a temptation to be like, but look at everyone else. And like, everyone else is always mm-hmm. buying things, which isn't true in my neighborhood. Like I'm not living in that kind of, but it's like nationally sure. like, our national culture and just kind of things that, the water we're swimming in is that like, yeah, you deserve mm-hmm. that. Like, yeah, just click that button and buy it. Or like, it's on mm-hmm. sale. It's a deal. Oh, and then there's like a corner of the internet that is full of, okay, this is going to sound really judgmental. There can be a good in this. Okay. It's like it's the Poshmark. It's the kid is in like resell. So the good of like, I'm not buying my kids mm-hmm. new things. I'm buying them secondhand things that are totally mm-hmm. wearable. But then you have moms who are buying their kids like crazy, cute, expensive sweaters mm-hmm. or whatever, because they can justify it of like, well, I can turn around and sell it.
Oh, huh.
And then I'm like, so much of your time is taken up by mm-hmm. online shopping and then packaging and selling mm-hmm. this whole thing. But it's like, oh, I'm getting a deal, or mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm this like insidious.
Yeah. I don't have anything that I could ever sell once my kids are right there.
I think that I'm like, these kids must only be wearing these things once for like a picture. And right, then it's right, like right. out the door again, yeah. which is like such a waste of time.
Yeah.
It's like, sure, maybe you get the money back. Maybe it's not a waste of money, but like, that is a big waste of your time.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see if it's like, oh, these shoes didn't fit, or this like,
no, this is not that. This is like a compulsive thing, continual thing. And like, oh, but like, it's this brand of thing. And it, look, it's so cheap. So I'm getting this great deal on it. It's like the endorphin high of like, I got this great deal. And there's these like Facebook communities around this kind of thing. So you're like, huh. Yeah. And that just makes me really sad.
Oh, wow. You've got such a, like a look-see into this. You're seeing it, you know, you're talking about how, yeah, this can be like a distraction for you sometimes, but that's because like, I mean, anything that like you're really good at and like into is also going to be a temptation on the other side. It's, you know, it's always like a two-edged sword, but like, this is so cool. I mean, it would be fun to see you. Yeah. Like going in more people's closets and just like,
so people have asked that on the listserv too. And I've always been like, oh, I'd want to try, but like, I don't know you in person and you're probably like much older than me. And I don't feel
sure.
Yeah. I feel all this insecurity of like, could I do this outside of my own style? Or like, would I be trying to make you into my own image?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I think you could. I think you could totally do that. How does this connect more with like the minimalism?
I think it's the having less, literally, like taking up less space, and then the mental brain thought of like, if I have these key pieces, then I just know what to pick.
Yeah.
And that's the minimal. And then I think, I mean, so there is the like simplifying, or like when you go to the thrift store, you don't have unlimited choices. Like mm-hmm. What's there is there. If I'm like, well, this was my end of summer shopping trip, so like, this is what they have. This is what I found. And really, this is all that I need. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to like keep going to another shop or like to keep finding, you know, you could look forever. Mm-hmm. So that's minimal in some way too. Although this year I cheated and I did go back because I needed/wanted new sneakers for the mm-hmm. fall. And I went back to the store to look again another weekend and found them. But even there, it was like, do they have any in my size this weekend? And do I like these? And I was kind of like walking around the store in a few different pairs, like, could I wear this? Could I see myself wearing this? Like, will I grab these every day? And finally I was just like, yes, I'm going to do it. And they're $20. And uh-huh. I'm glad I'm not spending like, you know, $80 on new sneakers,
but
there's like a little bit of like, okay, I'm going to surrender in a sense and like take what's there.
Yeah. Well, I like, it's like minimalism in the sense too of like, yeah, I've only got these times to go to the store. Mm. And that's it. I remember I went to the thrift store during COVID and I had to get a few t-shirts and dressing rooms were closed. And I was like there by myself. So I was like, I'm not messing this up. And I was like trying on clothes over my clothes. Like, I don't know. And that's why I created my own dressing room and had a weird conversation with a dude who came up to me and kept going. It's like, I got, this is my only time.
Yeah. And that's the other thing too. Like for me, this is a fun outing by myself. So it's like a special treat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a much more curated thrift store. Going to the normal thrift store is more like, it's more work because you have to sort through more stuff. And there I generally have 1 to 4 kids with me. And so it's always an experience of like, okay, we're reaching our limit. We're just going to leave now. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. That one, when I was trying to sell.
Our kids see all of this. And like, I don't think our kids talk about getting new things clothes wise, like ever. I mean, I know you sometimes do the Hannah Anderson clothes because those are really ethically made.
They kind of know that those come from grandma.
Right, right.
My kids will ask for new shoes.
Okay.
But yeah, they mean like from the thrift store.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll order from Kidizen.
Yeah,
The online. Yeah. If it looks like it's used, they're still like, these are new. Yeah.
Yes, yes. New to me.
New to me.
When you know my rule is just like, I want to look cuter than my kids if possible. Or like, I don't want to, I'm not going to go to spend excessive time making their outfits cute. I'm trying to figure out my own stuff. I did find some little hole in my maternity leggings, which I'm really enjoying. And I was like, oh, do I care? How much do I care? Can anyone see these? I haven't decided yet.
That just happened to me. One of the sweaters I really like that I got last fall or maybe last spring from the thrift store, I just noticed a little hole in it right in the front. And I was like, no, can I just keep wearing this?
And put a little hole in a few other places. It'll look, you know, like it was meant to be that way.
And I'm sure there's people out there too. I don't know. Like some people really enjoy getting into sewing and like making their kids clothes, but
I can fix clothes. I can like fix hem.
Taught me how to fix really basic things. Good. That's still where I'm at.
Good, good, like, good. The idea of making my own clothes has never been.
My most recent one, you know, on the back of men's ties, there's like that little.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Label where they can like fit the other part of the tie into. So one of the sides came off of Chris's and I sewed it back on.
Yeah.
First I even messed that up because it was showing through the front and I was like, no,
yeah, you
but I did it. Can you tell me something that made you laugh this week?
Yes. This is like a two-parter. This is like, especially for people with like 4-year-olds, just on the cusp of like, so Paul, I don't know, just think, I really do think things got a lot better with 5. It's something, you know, the 0 to 6. Is the govern, and then 6 to 12 is like what garden, and it's like the garden is a really beautiful phase. We're like at the end of the governing phase. Yeah. Anyway, the other day Paul asks for, I said, you want some PB&J? Yes. I want it in sandwich triangles, small triangles. Got it. I bring him exactly. He goes, I don't want these. I'm not going to eat that. I want triangles. I want the triangles to have 3 points. And we just stared at each other. And then he goes, these are fine. I was like, yeah, yeah, they are. Cause that's exactly what you got. And then this week we were driving past where I used to do the walking class. And Cecilia goes, we should do walking class this summer. And I said, yeah, that'd be great. She said, that'd be so much fun. And Paul yells from the back, no, it wouldn't. What are we talking about? We were like, just breathe through it. We hope you have a great week with lots of laughs with your littles.